I'd like to tell you a little about myself first. I started out with nothing more than an inflated idea of my own ability and a lot of hope. But I am now chairman of the Karakhan Group, a multinational company. So, how did I get to be successful? That's what I'm going to talk about today. We've all got our own definition of being successful. The actual achievements may be very different, but the sensation is almost the same. And it's a very sweet and profound one, accomplishing whatever we set out to do. But most people don't feel that sensation as often as they'd like to, because of fear. I'm going to talk about those fears, in particular the fear of failure and the fear of success. The fear of failure is easy to understand, and sometimes it can, paradoxically, be a motivator as well as a drawback. People make many excuses for not taking chances, not enough time, family commitments, too much work, and all of these are probably based on a subconscious doubt about their ability to actually succeed. But by not trying at all, people never know how much they can or can't do. So my advice is to admit your fear and meet it head on. Get your friends around you and decide that whatever happens, the experience will teach you something, and you will come out of it stronger than before. The fear of success is more difficult to deal with. Once you're successful, you have further to fall. Success brings with it fear of the unknown, because, after all, you've never done it before, and the reactions of those around you are unpredictable. These reactions may include jealousy, resentment. But I can make one suggestion to you for overcoming this fear of success. Think ahead. By anticipating the effects in this way, you become better able to manage the fear of success. Finally, success is only worth it if we can enjoy it. There is no such thing as luck. Success happens when you take advantage of opportunities that come your way, as I did, and I can look back with pleasure on all I have achieved. Thank you for your time, and good luck to you all. I'd like to tell you a little about myself first. I started out with nothing more than an inflated idea of my own ability and a lot of hope. But I am now chairman of the Karakhan Group, a multinational company. So, how did I get to be successful? That's what I'm going to talk about today. We've all got our own definition of being successful. The actual achievements may be very different, but the sensation is almost the same. And it's a very sweet and profound one. Accomplishing whatever we set out to do. But most people don't feel that sensation as often as they'd like to, because of fear. I'm going to talk about those fears, in particular the fear of failure and the fear of success. The fear of failure is easy to understand, and sometimes it can, paradoxically, be a motivator as well as a drawback. People make many excuses for not taking chances, not enough time, family commitments, too much work. And all of these are probably based on a subconscious doubt about their ability to actually succeed. But by not trying at all, people never know how much they can or can't do. So my advice is to admit your fear and meet it head on. Get your friends around you and decide that whatever happens, the experience will teach you something, and you will come out of it stronger than before. The fear of success is more difficult to deal with. Once you're successful, you have further to fall. Success brings with it fear of the unknown, because, after all, you've never done it before, and the reactions of those around you are unpredictable. These reactions may include jealousy, resentment. But I can make one suggestion to you for overcoming this fear of success. Think ahead. By anticipating the effects in this way, you become better able to manage the fear of success. Finally, success is only worth it if we can enjoy it. There is no such thing as luck. Success happens when you take advantage of opportunities that come your way, as I did, and I can look back with pleasure on all I have achieved. Thank you for your time, and good luck to you all.